Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program dedicated to highlighting all the positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, we stop in at St. Martin de Porres Primary School in rural St. Andrew. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. They say it's good to have friends in high places, and if you ask Principal of St. Martin de Porres Primary School, Fabio Cannon, she'll definitely agree with you. That's because shortly after she met the Chargé d'Affaires of the Embassy of the Republic of Korea, he and several Koreans living in Jamaica volunteered to beautify her school. The beautification exercise took place recently and saw the volunteers painting all the exterior walls of the school and installing new window frames.
I think it will impact the morale of both students, parents, and teachers. It enhances the environment and the aesthetic, which is very important to the learning process. So I am very pleased and I'm thankful to the Korean ambassador and his personnel for this great job.
Principal of St. Martin de Porres Primary, Faye Buchanan. St. Martin de Porres Primary is a small school in rural St. Andrew, serving 354 students and 19 members of staff. Most of its students are from the immediate environs of Gordon Town, while some live as far away as St. Thomas and Portmore St. Catherine. Despite its small size and limited resources, Principal Buchanan says the school manages to produce quality students, many of whom go on to do well at high school.
Our 2014 GSAT result was fairly good. Our top student is a girl. Her average is 92. She was placed at Campion College, and we are very proud of her. Our other students are going to KC, JC. About 5 are going to Excelsior. About 6 going to Mona High, Holy Childhood High, Calabar, and Camperdown 2.
We learned that Jamaican educational facilities are in need because of financial challenges. So Korean Embassy initiated and supported this project. And our staffs, as well as Korean Church, Korean East-West Power, all gathered together here. We are doing some good jobs here.
Chargé d'Affaires at the Embassy for the Republic of Korea, Kimo Lim. Mr. Lim says he hopes this small gesture reinforces the high value his country places on maintaining good relations with Jamaica.
I believe education is the most important foundation for a country as well as for an individual. And we can see the beautiful smile on Jamaican children's faces, and I love that. And I hope Jamaican friends will be reminded that the Korean community is your friend and will be beside you.
Charmaine Melvern, a parent who came out and participated in the beautification exercise, says the work was long overdue, but no less appreciated.
Well, I'm happy, you know, because it's a long time. We wanted it to paint it, but the funds, we don't have the funds. So when we hear about these people coming to paint, we were happy, and I'm glad to see it.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites, who stopped by during the exercise, had high praises for the volunteers and their decision to lend a helping hand to the education sector.
It's a good example of exactly the kind of partnership we need in education. Isn't it wonderful? These people could have gone anywhere else in Jamaica or any other charitable area in health, in security, for their own purposes, and yet they've decided to give their time, give their treasure, and give their talent at the highest level. Would that their example would be infectious and that all of us would make gestures like this.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.